News via remote, I'm Laurel Goodman. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by a Chinese drug maker is the first to be granted official approval by China's government. China's National Medical Products Administration announced Thursday that it has given conditional approval to a vaccine developed by Beijing Biological Products Institute, a subsidiary of state-owned Sinopharm. The regulatory agency granted the approval a day after Sinopharm said the vaccine had an efficacy rate of 79.3% against the coronavirus in a final large-scale clinical trial. However, outside experts have questioned the company's claims since it has not been provided the necessary data so that it can be independently verified. Scientists say there is reason for concern but not alarm about new variants of the coronavirus. The strain that has been spreading in England is now in the United States. California has announced the second U.S. confirmed case of the new and apparently more contagious variant of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, officials in Colorado said the first person discovered to have the variant in the U.S. was a Colorado National Guardsman who had been sent to help out a nursing home struggling with an outbreak. A second Guard member who also worked in the nursing home is also suspected of having the variant. Scientists say the new variant does not seem to cause more serious COVID-19 illness than previous versions of the virus. They also expect the current vaccines will work against it. British officials reiterated that there is no data suggesting the new variant hurts the effectiveness of the available vaccines. Norwegian rescuers are using drones and dogs in search for 10 people still missing Thursday, a day after a landslide in southern Norway swept away more than a dozen buildings. 10 people were injured, one critically. This is VOA News. Prominent Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai was back in court on Thursday, facing a renewed attempt to get his bail revoked. The Hong Kong government prosecutors took the case to the final court of appeal. Lai was granted bail last week under tough restrictions and 3 weeks after he was charged with fraud and colluding with foreign powers or external forces, a new charge under the new national security law imposed by Beijing this year. In America, U.S. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate would not quickly take up a House bill to boost the size of pandemic relief payments for most Americans to $2,000 from the current $600. McConnell blocked the Democratic leader's attempt Tuesday to force an immediate vote on the measure, authorizing the $2,000 payments. With a new Congress due to be sworn in January 3rd, it was unclear what, if any, actions would be taken by the current Congress. Without action, the House bill will expire. On another pending piece of legislation, McConnell is urging his colleagues to override President Donald Trump's veto of a $700 billion defense spending measure in a vote expected this week. Britain's House of Commons voted overwhelmingly to approve a trade deal with the European Union, the last major step in London's years-long split from the continent's 27-member governing body. Starting Friday on New Year's Day, the trade deal ensures that Britain and the EU can continue to trade goods without tariffs or quotas. This should help protect the $894 billion in annual British-EU trade and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. But Brexit will also bring inconvenience, such as the need for tourists to have insurance when traveling between the EU and Britain, and for companies to fill out millions of new customs declarations. U.S. trade officials said they were increasing tariffs on certain European Union products, including aircraft-related parts and wines from France and Germany, amid an ongoing civil aircraft dispute between Washington and Brussels. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, or USTR, said it was adding tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts and certain non-sparkling wines, as well as cognacs and other brandies from France and Germany. The new tariffs are the latest action in the 16-year U.S.-EU dispute over civil aviation subsidies involving European aircraft company Airbus and its U.S.-based rival Boeing. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
And more.